The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's November the 18th, and we're going to talk about something. We touched on this subject, I'm going to say, about 8 months, maybe a year ago, and that's sustainable farming. How many times when you go to the grocery store and you fill up your cart, do you think about where those items came from? What are they doing to the environment by the way they're produced? Well, I've got a guy sitting right next to me who he happens to be my neighbor across the road, and he classifies himself as a grass farmer, grass farming. But you raise cattle.
Correct.
This is Greg Judy. Good to have you here,
nice
Greg.
Nice to be here, Paul.
And you participate in what is called sustainable farming. Explain what that is.
Well, what we're using, Paul, is we're very concerned about the health of our environment and the health of the animals. And if we can provide a great place for animals to live without harming the environment and producing healthy food, you know, there's a huge movement going on in the United States right now that people want to know where their food came from. What effect did it have on the water table? You know, the rivers. We have a dead zone down the Gulf of Mexico now from all this stuff that we're putting on our land. And so we're very concerned about that. So we've kind of went back to what was popular for thousands of years is we're using cattle and sheep. We run both. And we graze. That's all we do. They don't get any grain. All they eat is grass. Mm-hmm. So they're born on the farm. They never leave our farm.
Now, you hear a lot of people bragging about grain-fed beef.
Yes.
That it tastes better.
Yes.
Than grazing on grass. Obviously, you disagree with that.
Well, there's a niche market. And, you know, the grain-fed guys, they control, you know, 98, 99% of the beef. That's the way it's raised. That's the way the system's
set up. That's called factory farming?
That would be, feedlots. Mm-hmm. Feedlots. Our feedlot is a grass pasture. Every day, our animals are moved to a fresh clump of grass that has been cleaned off by the rain. It's been allowed to grow back. And it's also been allowed to let the wildlife and other animals use that because the animals aren't there.
Right.
So we have around 1,000 acres, and we're running somewhere between 250 to 300 cows and about 200 sheep.
And I'll tell you, when you see this, it really is amazing because you keep the cattle in one area for what, about 8 to 12 hours?
Yes.
8 to 12 hours. I mean, I don't know when this guy rests. and then you move the cattle to the next area.
That's correct.
8 to 12 hours
correct.
Later, and then to the next area, and
correct.
To the next area. So they are dropping their manure.
Manure, yes. Natural fertilizer.
That is natural fertilizer. There's no
correct.
Chemicals there.
Correct.
That manure is mixing with the soil,
yes.
And whenever we're blessed with a rain.
Yes. Feeding earthworms.
Yeah, it's feeding the earthworms.
Yes.
And then how long is it until the cattle come back to the area that they were just on?
The rest period between grazings, it all depends on the moisture. So in the springtime, it may only be 30 to 40 days before we come back to where we started. When you get in a drought and you haven't had any rain for a long period of time, it may be 80 to 100 days. You have to allow... See, we're dealing with a solar collector. That's what a plant is. It's a solar collector that catches sunlight. That's what's so neat about this, Paul. It doesn't take any petroleum. We are petroleum dependent, basically, because we don't own a tractor.
Yeah, that's what you were.
We don't have a tractor.
Talking to Greg.
We have an ATV four-wheeler, and that's it. And so reason.
You're got 1,000 acres that you're raising the cattle on with no tractors. There's no chemicals going on to it at all.
No. We want to feed the microbes. In other words, people call ourselves grass farmers. We like to take it one step below that. We call ourselves microbe farmers. Mm-hmm. So we're feeding the microbes in the soil. If you have healthy soil, guess what? You have healthy plants. Healthy plants, you have healthy animals. Healthy animals, we have good food. Mm-hmm. It's a domino thing.
Now, you have a video, or there is a video on the web if people want to find out more about this. What
can you can Google, just Google Greg Judy and Virginia Biological Grazing Conference. And it's about a 90-minute video. It's well done. They had good, it's good pictures. But it goes through the whole steps of our grazing operation from start to finish. Mm-hmm. And basically what we're doing is we're trying to duplicate what the buffalo did on the prairies, Paul. We have a large mob of animals on a small area, but they're moved every day. So they're leaving their feces behind, eating fresh grass, trampling what they don't eat on the ground, mm-hmm. feeding the soil microbes. We don't use any chemical fertilizers, no lime, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. So it's all natural.
It's natural.
It's as natural as can be.
Yes.
I was in one of his fields the other day cutting wood. Had realized that the cattle had just been moved out of that field about an hour ago.
Right? You found some manure, didn't you?
Oh, I sure did. My truck was slipping and sliding all over that the natural process there. But it's good for the soil.
It's great for the soil. We have healthy wildlife. We've put up a lot of bird houses now. We're attracting a lot more bluebirds, tree swallows, anything. Every species that you can build a home for on your farm, it attracts 8 additional ones.
Yeah.
Think about that. Spiders, centipedes, woolly worms, all this stuff.
Okay, let me ask you this. With the population that we have in our country, is it possible to feed everyone with the way you are farming?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with no fossil fuel.
And with no fossil fuel.
Take the land that is in our most fertile ground today is being cropped. It's being raised for corn and soybeans to feed an animal or for ethanol. If we could take some of that land back and put it in grass, folks, I think this fossil fuel thing, we're looking at $150, $200 barrel in the immediate future. I'm not sure a lot of these practices that are being used on the farm today are sustainable.
Okay.
We don't use any fossil fuel.
Okay. Just to ride your ATVs around there moving the cattle. And it's a real nice sight to see when on a Sunday morning they have the cattle drive down Route F moving it from one spot to another right in front of the house. And it gets deposits there on the road.
We try and squish those out for car tires.
Thank you very much, Craig.
It's been a pleasure.
Again, the website for more information is what?
Is greenpasturesfarm.net.
Okay.
And you can go to that and see our whole philosophy, our background, and come out and we'll show you what we're doing on the farm.
Sure. Okay. It really is interesting. And he's very sincere about what he's doing and good for the environment.
Thank you,
Greg
Paul.
Judy, my neighbor and my friend. Good to have you here.
It's been a pleasure.
Let's see. Monday, CMDA and Missouri Cures. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or to listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on programs, go to Paul Pepper, and you can sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. And your interns in Africa, Greg, can watch us.
Yes.
Okay?
Exactly.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.